Speaking at the MDCT offices in Chitungwiza today, at the end of former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's tour of council projects in Harare's dormitory town, Chitungwiza Mayor Philip Mutoti said his council will retrench hundreds of workers beginning next month because the local authority cannot pay them anymore. Mutoti said several residents were not paying their rents to council.
Yes, because Chitungwiza is overstaffed. We have almost 1,700 workers, but Chitungwiza is supposed to have 700 workers. So we are retrenching the workers because Chitungwiza, people, they are not paying. We are getting almost 900 a month. Those 1,700 workers, if Chitungwiza, in order for them to get salary, we must have almost 1.5 million. So we are getting 900, so which is very little for us to pay the workers. So we have to change up to 700.
The Chitungwiza mayor said because the local authorities' coffers are empty, his council is failing to provide regular water supplies and rehabilitate the roads in the town. He also appealed to the government to provide resources for the rehabilitation of the local authorities' sewage plant that he says is the biggest in Southern Africa. Mutoti says this exercise requires at least $4.5 million, adding that raw sewage is now being disposed of in nearby rivers, polluting the environment.
The problems we are having, challenges, because that plant is not working almost more than 5 years now. So we are looking for the government to assist us so in order for that plant to function. We are looking something like $4.5 million in order for that plant to operate.
Meanwhile, Mr. Tsvangirai said he negotiated with the Japanese government during his stint in the unity government regarding the rehabilitation of the Chitungwiza sewage plant, but the deal never materialized following disputed elections of 2013 that ended the unity government.
We generally would say that we must at all material times try to look after our workers. But unfortunately, when you have a wage bill which surpasses whatever you are collecting, I think you need to look at the real workers that are supposed to provide the service and not just creating employment for the sake of it. So that's one. I also want to appreciate that sewage plant, when I was in Japan, we tried to negotiate it to be completed. But unfortunately, the inclusive government did not complete that project. But it demonstrates the capacity in which that sewage plant is able to deal with the overwhelming sewage situation and the reticulation situation in the country.
While close to 600 council workers are said to lose their jobs, the Chitungwiza Residents Trust released a statement today criticizing the huge salaries that it says were being earned by senior management staff in the Chitungwiza municipality at the expense of service delivery. During his tour, Mr. Tsvangirai visited the new long-distance bus terminus, the roadport at Chitungwiza Town Center, and some vendors in the several suburbs. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chitungwiza, this is Thomas Chiripasi.